Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Yes, it is Dom time. We are loaded up. Laura Trump will be here a little bit later. A lot to talk about with her. And our attorney extraordinaire, Wally Zimbalong, big-time federal attorney. You've heard him with all the big cases. He has Dan to come on because he's filing a lawsuit against the Mr. Softy truck going to the prison this Friday. So we'll give you all the details. All the Mr. Softy cones are coming home to roost for this commissioner out there that is out of control in Montgomery County, the lead commissioner there, who so far has dodged us as far as coming on and explaining himself. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Al Schmidt will be here, back for return visit 2. And this is always big because Al Schmidt is the guy controlling the infrastructure, Secretary of State in Pennsylvania, arguably the most important appointed official in the country. I would argue that. So he's going to be here. And one of the things we're going to talk about, this just broke over in Lancaster County. And you might be thinking, why are Democrats concerned about that? They can't win it. Remember, it's a game of inches. Trump won Lancaster County by 16 points the last time. Harris is hoping maybe it'll be 15 this time, or 15 and a half. See what I'm saying? So the Secretary of State went after the Lancaster County Board of Elections because we have students there at Franklin and Marshall and I guess other places, other colleges, who are registered in two states. Yeah. Now, apparently that's legal. They register. I don't understand. I think you got to make up your mind. Which state do you want to be registered to vote in? Well, I don't know. I'd like to have the option. No. We're not fooling around anymore with these college kids and this nonsense. So he goes after them because they were evaluating whether they were going to vote in both states or not, which is illegal, of course. And the Republicans answered, there's no logical explanation for what we're getting from the Secretary of State, the threats. The Board of Elections has a duty to investigate where someone should actually be registered, and the staff has that same duty. So I'm going to ask Al about this tomorrow. He goes after them, saying they're not fulfilling their oath of office, their duty. I happen to think they are. You probably do, too. I want to run down every one of these college kids. If it takes a while, it takes a while. Yo, kid, make up your mind. Which state do you want to be registered to vote in? Well, that's unfair. I'm going to college here. I'm in Timbuktu where I live. Well, then rescind your registration in Timbuktu if you're going to vote here. So this is just one example of how important what Al Schmidt is involved in. So tomorrow at 1 o'clock, you're going to hear that. If you have a question, I've compiled a whole bunch of them since the last time. But if you heard it the last time, it was a very civil and it will be elevated. We want to know this, and they have some things they want to clarify with you. So we're very happy. It's an unusual opportunity. I commend him for coming on. That's what this show's about. 1 o'clock tomorrow. All right, now a couple of sound bites, a little bit of sound here. Bret Baier talking about one of the issues of the day, and listen to how Bret Baier characterizes this. I'm going to ask Laura Trump about this. This 11th hour, or 10:30, not 11th hour maybe, on the election, suddenly all these generals and others coming out of the woodwork to talk about Trump and all the bad stuff he said about the military and also about Hitler. So listen to Bret Baier on with the 10 o'clock news on Fox saying, well, look at all these headlines. What do they tell you with Harris? Does it signal the data points in the early voting, like in Nevada, they are going tremendously for Republicans. They're worried because Republicans have taken to coming out early, early voting, mail-in balloting. And they might even be ahead in Arizona and Nevada, which is shocking. And they're getting the same data that Brett Baer is. So listen to Brett Baer say what this tells him.
Let's get a little political question in for you as well. Last night, Harris was asked about some of the state of the race. And I just want to show with some of these headlines that our team put together here. The Democrats fear the race is slipping away. The clock is ticking on Kamala Harris. Early voting signals some early danger for her in Nevada. Dempsey warnings with youth in Arizona. And that there are ominous signs for Kamala Harris's blue wall because it could be collapsing. That's not me saying that. That's not Hemmer saying that. That's not even Jesse Waters saying that. That is from reporters who are on the ground. And these are the headlines that they came back with. What's the feel of the race to you right now?
Yeah, I think all of those bullet points, all of those data points are accurate, and they're just raw numbers, early vote numbers. But we always have to have the caveat, and I think Republicans can feel good about that. But, you know, the get out the vote historically for Democrats has been really good in the closing days. It seems like Vice President Harris is closing with the threat to America from the former president. You saw that Atlantic piece referencing former Chief of Staff John Kelly. Talking about how the president talked about Hitler and all of these things will be packaged together to make this closing argument that she's making alongside former Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Does that work? We don't know. Right now, the momentum heading into this week seemed to be on the former president's side. But the get out the vote operation in different states is really the undetermined factor.
All right, so you're getting a sense where these headlines. Now, here's Robert Costa, who's with the Washington Post. I've had him on. I think he's a Philadelphia guy originally. He listened to the totality of this. I don't think he's hiding it. He's talking about the fact that this is coordinated, kind of election interference. In other words, there's a coordination going on with all these entities. Back to the threat to democracy. They're all over the place today. And General Kelly, and it pains me, given his service, is one of the leaders in this. Will he go on TV? We don't know yet. And say these things. But listen to the word coordinated here. And why are they doing this? They're doing it because this is all they have. And because there are signs the blue wall is collapsing. I told you in Nevada, the early voting is shocking. In Arizona also. I think those are real good indicators because we know on Election Day, Republicans are going to come out of the woodwork. So here's Robert Costa.
Bob, why do you think Kelly is speaking up now?
Because we are just days away from the presidential election, and retired General Kelly and so many people who worked for former President Donald Trump in the White House are speaking up with new alarm about the possibility of him returning to power. And there is a sense inside political circles at the highest level that a return of Trump to the White House could lead to dramatic changes in U.S. foreign policy, U.S. domestic policy with his proposal for mass deportations. And there is fear. And the Harris campaign is playing into that a bit by having former Congresswoman Liz Cheney on the campaign trail talking about some of these themes.
All right. So it is coordinated. That's the bottom line here that's going on. Now, not necessarily illegal. I'm just saying this is all coming together. Is it a sign of just one final punch? Or is it a sign that the headlines are there from all these different reporters, not Fox? The clock is ticking on Kamala Harris. We have some stuff from that interview yesterday. Again, the most potent ad, the New York Post makes this point. The most potent ad out there this cycle could be this ad in which Harris comes on, and some of this from this NBC interview, some of it from previous interviews, and she cannot bring herself to, in any way, shape, or form, distance from the idea of sex change operations for illegal immigrants in prison. And just think what this brings together, this 1 30-second ad. It brings together the nonsense of the cultural left that a lot of people resent. It brings together soft on crime. It brings together illegal immigrants. It brings together taxpayer spending on all of the above. You put all those together, that is quite a wallop. You probably have seen that ad by now. You're going to see a lot more of it. I'm writing a column and finishing it tonight that this is the final issue here. Some of it pivots from this. Some of it pivots from men and women sports. Of course, inflation, illegal immigration. Of course, all these other things. But this is something that she just can't move away from. All the other biggies she's tried, but this one she knows her base seems to be wedded to this. And it's in the 75 to 80% of Americans that are on the other side of this. It's very, very potent. And I think the momentum is clear now with Trump. Doesn't mean he's going to win. Nate Silver, remember him? He was the guy that would pop up and always be predicting Republicans are going to lose. Big column in today's New York Times says his gut tells him Trump is going to win. That's what the gut of most analysts right now would say, whether they like Trump or not. By the way, McDonald's, we're on that. Yesterday, toward the end of the show, if you missed it, apparently we started to say Yelp had to stop the McDonald's reviews because of how outrageous the things were. Some of it was, oh, I'm not going to go to McDonald's. You had a felon there the other day serving French fries, meaning Trump. Some of them, though, were just savage, brutal. The guy, as I understand it, doesn't want to do anything yet, but I would encourage people individually to go there. I'm going there next week. We'll have more details with Jim Worthington and some other people to be supportive. I don't think he wants to have someone buy a couple of hours and as people come, he wants to just continue to sell product, but kind of downplay the mob that's going after him. So much so that Bob Casey Jr., Elizabeth Warren, and others singled out McDonald's in a letter yesterday in the Senate as being the biggest price gouger. McDonald's. You see what this is about? This stunt hurt them. This stunt was brilliant. It played into, is Harris telling the truth about McDonald's? It played into Trump looking natural, common touch, McDonald's likes the food. And it just was great political theater to see this versus the usual droning on. That's why they're going after McDonald's. So it's over there in Feasterville, right on Street Road. I'd encourage you and let them know you're supportive. You know, maybe lunch today, somebody else, something, a milkshake, drive through, get one and let them know. So far, I don't know if they've been hurt economically or not. I'll know once we go over and meet the guy next week. But this is what they do. Just because of Trump being there, the mob, the public health people coming out of the woodwork about inspections and all that. Look, this McDonald's is fine. This is just the fact that Trump was there. So it's our job to pitch in here and support them. Because whether it be yard signs, the cookie race, or McDonald's Big Macs, people are trying to be supportive. They're trying to ring up those totals. I saw another total yesterday where at Loschel's, it was 31,000 plus for Trump. 31,000 cookies plus and around 22 to 2,500. I forget the exact number for Kamala Harris. Close to 15 to 1. People are keeping score. They're going there. They are into this. They want to win it all. Cookies, Big Macs, yard signs, and the election. All right, let me give you the side question. This is one of my all-time favorite. I would argue this guy was the greatest athlete in history. I know that's difficult, you know, transmitting from one sport to the other, but the bicycle kick, he averaged a goal a game in soccer, which is unprecedented or more in World Cup and everything. I mean, just in just the name. Yeah, I didn't know soccer when I first saw this guy. I just thought, oh, my God, look at what he just did. Today is the birthday of Pelé, who passed away, I don't know, 6 months to a year ago. So we're looking today for that one name celebrity.
That's one name. One name? What, who are you, Seal?
You guys were saving that one up. I'm going to take off the board. Even though we know his last name, I think if you just say the first name, Elvis, it becomes apparent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, one of my all-time favorite names. I mean, I was telling Ro, come on now, why can't we have this as a name here? Instead, she went with Luke. Imagine Liberace Giordano. Just that name, Dominic Liberace Giordano. Oh, my God.
That's a nice ring to it.
It does. The name Liberace. Who have you ever met that was named Liberace? And finally, and when Dan comes in, I'll redo this just to tweak him because it sets him off. Got to take Cher off. You say Cher, and you know who you're talking about. It's only four letters, but we know who it is.
Enemy of fellow host Rich Zeoli.
Oh, why is...
She blocked him on Twitter years ago.
Well, she came on my show.
Oh, really?
Now, this was the... it was the 2004 election, I believe. Yes. She was on, followed by Donald Rumsfeld, who had not done an interview in 6 months, and the whole world was trying to get the interview. Karl Rove and Terry McAuliffe, who were the Republican and Democrat RNC DNC, in 1 hour. I don't think any local radio, I know I can never top that. I said, Cher, where are you calling us from? My Malibu estate. And she was there to talk about wealth inequality. Oh, my God. And then followed by Rumsfeld, who, you know, everybody in the world wanted an interview with, and we had him. All right, so hit us with that. That is the side question today. Alive or dead, it doesn't matter. Real or fictional, it doesn't matter. It's all in the call. It's all in the choice. Henry, got anybody else?
Yeah, so I'll take the name that inspired that clip I just played a few seconds ago. I'll take McLovin off the board from the famed movie Superbad.
Okay.
Spawned a lot of fake IDs, I'm sure. And then I will also take someone whose birthday was yesterday and helped inspire this question, Ichiro.
Yes.
The all-time hits leader in professional baseball history.
He carried his bat in a violin case.
Yeah.
I mean, now that's what I like.
Oh, I mean, there's no one like him.
Yeah.
He could still play today, too. He's probably, 50-something now? He could still play.
Oh, he still get a few
phenomenal shit.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard golfers, and not so much just the putter, but the driver is what I'd be concerned with. Don't touch that driver. I mean, come on now. All right, 855-839-1210. So we'll talk with Wally Zimmalong. Can we stop the ice cream truck from making a delivery to the prison? If you're headed to the McDonald's or have been there, give us an update at 855-839-1210. This guy needs some help. And these headlines are all, again, hearing Trump is a threat to democracy. In the end, they've come up with this as the one thing they think is going to stick. I'm going to play you Alex Wagner from MSNBC coming to Philadelphia. In fact, I think we should get her on this. Stunned to talk to black voters. And one of them actually said something like, all this stuff you're going on in Washington, threat to the country and democracy. That's not happening here in the hood. We don't care about that. We think Trump is better. We'll play that next. And your calls at 855-839-1210. Okay, it is Dom time. Let's go to the Feasterville McDonald's with Mike, who's in the drive-thru line. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling in through the drive-thru. What are you ordering today?
Oh, hi, Dom. You know what? I never even, if I go to McDonald's three times a year, that's a lot. But, you know what? I was on my way to work, and I heard you're talking about it, and you know what? I had to go get some Trump fries and a Trump fillet of fish.
I love it. That's right. Signature, Mike. Well, I'm very glad you did. What's the mood there? You got any vibe there at the McDonald's?
Not overly crowded at this moment, but I went to the drive-thru. But I would definitely support, like I said, if I go to McDonald's three times a year, that's a lot.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know
Mike.
What? So, yeah. I'll definitely make it a point to eat more healthy McDonald's food.
Right, exactly. Okay, Mike. Well, thank you, Mike. Do you have a side question answered today? Somebody that's a one name.
I'm Dom. Thank you.
Okay.
What's the side question?
Yeah, side question. A celebrity. Today's Pelé's birthday. A celebrity that we know just by one name.
Oh, shucks.
All right. Thank you. I thought you were going to say something else. Thanks for the effort, Del. If you're headed to the McDonald's, do please call in 855-839-1210. If you're anywhere near there, support them in this. I think it's going to be on Tuesday. The guy's away, back to the home country, and some event, but Yelp had to close down the comments. They had to have security there, all just because of this event by President Trump, which stunned them. So, you know, the guy's position was, this is America, we're McDonald's, sure. Somebody can come there and fry up those fries. We'll see if we can weather this with him, actually give him a boost is what I'd like to see. Stay tuned next week once we go there. I hope to get an interview with him, bring that back to you. That's what we try to do. All right, side question today. Hit us with that celebrity that we know just by one name. That's all that you need. Let me play you a little bit before I take another call. And we're going to play this throughout. Alex Wagner is a progressive on MSNBC. You may or may not have seen her. She's not Rachel Maddow. I think she's in the Rachel Maddow slot four times a week. She came to Philadelphia to talk to Philadelphia voters, mainly in this cut. There's some black women, but black men, because of all the nonsense going on around, how can't you support Kamala Harris? And she, progressive, is stunned. This is in Fox News. This is MSNBC. She put it out there. Now, you would think she'd put out black people she found says, yes, I can't get enough of supporting Kamala Harris. Listen to how it sounded, some of the criticism and some of the disgust they have for Obama lecturing them that they have to vote for Kamala Harris. Here's a little bit from Alex Wagner.
I believe Trump is going to win because, first off, when people say bad things about him, where does that affect us down here? That doesn't affect our neighborhoods. It doesn't. It has never affected our neighborhoods. We don't even get to see half the things that go on that level.
We know that he's going to win because he is the best for America. He's worried about our economy.
The crime is high. Yeah. The violence is high. The school are bad. Yeah. We can go on and on. Where Democrats have been in charge for 40 years.
We're voting for Donald Trump unequivocally. Period. No one else is going to persuade us. We 2 weeks out and we won't sleep until November the 6th.
So you know who you're voting for?
Yes, I'm voting for Trump, definitely.
Tell me why.
He's more strong-minded in a way. He's focused on what we got to focus on. Like, he doesn't play. That's what I respect about him.
He doesn't play.
Yeah, he doesn't play. He always just stands for what he believes, and he doesn't go back. No matter how many people are bashing him, no matter people is criticizing him, nothing.
He doesn't take BS. He's not going to hear it. He's a businessman. He's not there for the fluff talk of politics. We need someone strong. We need someone who's going to get down to business and take care of what this country needs, but also understands what the community needs.
The thing is, we were scared in the beginning because he said he's going to nuke Korea and he's going to nuke Iran, but he didn't do that. The stock market went up.
Pretty high right now, too.
Well, you know, but the thing is, there was really, because there was no inflation back then. Democrats take granted, especially minorities. They take for granted because they think Republicans are so out of touch with the minorities' needs, so they don't have any choice. And I think that's going to be a big surprise.
You got pockets that there's an energy for Mr. Trump in the city, but a lot of people just walking down the street, they not feeling the Democrats from time to time, not sure if they're going to vote for Trump.
Yeah.
They may not vote at all.
No.
Black men that don't vote for Democrats, it's not what Mr. Trump did, is what have been disappointed with. I'm not a dedicated Republican. I'm voting for the lesser two evils this time. Being
all right,
Donald
there
Trump.
We go. That's Alex Wagner. Now, remember, put the context to this. This is a Democrat through and through, MSNBC show, the same slot four nights a week, Rachel Maddow. Comes to Philadelphia, we have more, particularly the women. So she's not setting this up in order to try to do this. And it just seems to me the Obama talk has backfired. Now you can say, well, let's have the world of reality here. Most recent polling, Kamala Harris, 72% of black voters, Trump only 17. When's the last time Republicans getting 17 and leading with Latino voters? This is shocking. It's all coming back to, though, what do these people in suburban Philadelphia do ultimately? That is the wild card out there, the real wild card. All right, we're going to talk with Wally Zimmerlong, big-time attorney. You've heard him over the years with me on anything that we need. He's won federal case after federal case. Remember over in Springfield Township, Montgomery County, with the patch and the cops and freedom of speech, the thin blue line, he won that just most recently. He's prepared to file a lawsuit against the Mr. Softy truck coming to the prison. Now, this is a guy that knows the law. When I see this, that's the first thing I thought of. This is just outrageous. He wants to come on and explain that. He's hoping that public sentiment will stop them from doing this. I'm a realist. I'm telling you, this guy out in Montgomery County, this guy's going to go, he's going to roll out a team of Mr. Softy trucks. They'll be making sundaes with the prisoners over there in the county prison. Is Montgomery County that crazed? This is worse than Philadelphia. What's going on here? It truly is. The mayor of Philadelphia wouldn't be doing this. This guy is. Who's supporting that in Montgomery County? All right, Wally Zimmerlong is next, and then we'll start to take your calls on the side, which is simply in honor of the great Pelé. Hit us today with somebody we know, living or dead, real or fictional, just by their first name. Of course, Trump is out. You know, I think first name particularly, too, is a lot harder. If you say it, there's only one person that's going to fit that. That's what we're looking for. Hey, Halloween next week. Don't let mealtime or party planning frighten you. Call or just stop into your nearest Captain Chuckie's. Pick up that fan favorite, Smith Island Crab Cake Jumbo Lump, and don't forget the Mega Colossal Crab Cakes. Delicious. Check out the variety of homemade soups, too, for a quick, delicious meal. Perfect time to check out all of Captain Chuckie's offerings. Delicious stuff, mushrooms, the salads, the homemade sides, the dessert. It's all there. Let them plan your meal. Captain Chuckie's, too, always has several choices of the breaded, non-breaded crab cake. Literally, crab cake for everybody. The golf shrimp. That is the second hitter. That is a star. It's wild caught, never farm raised. And then, of course, top everything with that Dom roll. You got to try the Dom roll. Visit Captain Chuckie's today. Go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com. You'll get everything right there. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Head it to the shore. Visit Captain Chuckie's at theshore.com. All right, Tom Giordano Show. Thanks to Nikki. Apparently, Pelé's real name could be Edson Ararented do Nascimento. Pelé! Goal. That should be his name. All right. That's a side question today. Wally Zimmerlong called Dan here because he's on the cusp of, I guess, filing a lawsuit against the Mr. Softy truck. But maybe he wants to head it off of the pass if enough people are aroused by this. Let's see if I can convince him that this guy heading up Montgomery County is out of control. He's not going to stop. He's going to drive that ice cream truck right through those front gates of the county. Making Sundays there on Friday, I hear. Let's go to Wally on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Wally, thanks for calling us. Welcome in.
Well, thanks, Tom, for having me on, as always. And you don't need to convince me about the guy out in Montgomery County, Mojica. He's out of control. He's a far left progressive that has repeatedly ignored clear portions of the Pennsylvania Election Code and the Pennsylvania Voter Registration Act. We sued him, the Republican National Committee, I was counsel in that case, we sued him over him not properly testing the ballots. And then on behalf of a resident of Montgomery County, I filed suit about 2 weeks ago because over the van, as you call it, the Mr. Softy van, because they were registering voters with this van, also issuing mail ballots and receiving mail ballots without providing public notice as to the time, place, and location of where the van is, which is a violation of the Pennsylvania Voter Registration Act. That case is still pending. And what was remarkable is we were discussing with the county's attorneys the lawsuit, and it was disclosed to me today, I think this is quite shocking, that the county is now going to use the van to go to the Montgomery County Prison to deliver and receive mailed ballots to those that are incarcerated in that prison.
Yes, so we've had this for a couple days. And it didn't shock me because of this guy, Wally. It's a question of what can we do about it? Yeah.
Well, we have the pending lawsuit regarding the van. We have a conference with a judge in Montgomery County tomorrow morning regarding our lawsuit. We intend to bring this to the judge's attention because it's our position that if you're going to operate the van, you got to operate as a full-service satellite election office that offers the full panoply of services, voter services, and they're not doing that. So we're hopeful to get this van shut down. Again, this is a complete violation of the Pennsylvania Election Code. So that's the first thing we're going to try to do.
Well, specifically, why is it a violation? What is, because I want to be schooled in it. My gut instinct and everything I know about this, because we know they're going to areas, it's not equitable. We know that I can't go and watch them in prison to see what they're doing. There's, you know, how do I know what the heck's going on here? But what is it legally that you say is out of line with this?
So it's interesting. The whole reason that they are allowed to have a van or you're allowed to have offices where you can provide voter services other than the main election office is a 2020 Supreme Court decision that said that counties can have satellite election offices. And the Supreme Court interpreted the election code to say the Board of Elections is just not the main office at the county seat. It's other locations, so long as that location is connected to the shore system and offers the full range of voter services that the regular county Board of Elections is. So by having that ruling, the van goes out, and it has to offer those services. It can't be a delivery van targeted at one group or one constituency, and they just pick up and deliver mail ballots. You have to operate it like a regular satellite election office. It's not like, hey, we're going to open up a fixed office inside the Democratic National Committee's office in Montgomery County, and we're going to call that our satellite election office. You got to treat it like a satellite election office. That's what the Supreme Court authorized in 2020. And they've now taken this and said, well, look, if we're allowed to have satellite election offices, we're going to operate a van. But even if you're allowed to operate a van, which I don't think you're allowed to, even if you're allowed to operate a van, that van has to be connected to the shore system. It's got to be properly staffed. You have to have, like you said, there's all this indicia of public notice and being able to see what's going on, just like you would be able to see what's going on in any other government office.
Yeah, how can I see what's going on in the prison? I'm not allowed in there.
Yeah, so this is activism. This is not voter services. This is activism. This is the Montgomery County Board of Elections hijacking the election code to advance their preferred cause.
Yeah, that's exactly what this guy's doing, Wally. That's why he's a national star. He's been invited to the White House because of his innovations and making people in Montgomery County. This is a test. So far, he's gotten away with it. Even Philadelphia hasn't done anything like this. The mayor of Philadelphia is not doing something like this. I don't like a lot of stuff they're doing. This guy is out there past Philadelphia is what's going on here.
Well, I think Montgomery County and some of the other collar counties are to the left, to the far left of Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia still has, you know, many sort of what I would call traditional Democrats. The Democrats in Montgomery County are far left progressives. So this is how a far left progressive acts. They will do anything for their preferred cause, even if it means ignoring the basic black and white, black letter law contained in the Pennsylvania Election Code. But this is a reminder, Dom, that, you know, we can get angry and I can come on and tell people about this. And I think it's important for the public to know about this. This is a reminder that the best way to combat this is people have to vote and they have to vote now. You know, I'm on these text chains with folks that send me polls and Trump's up and Trump's doing so well. None of that matters unless you vote. And if you want, you know, you don't want this guy to get away with what he's doing in Montgomery County, then you got to go out and you got to vote. You got to vote right now. You can't wait till Election Day. You have to vote. And if you haven't voted, you're not doing anything to stop folks like this.
That's exactly right, because when we vote now, we're getting these stories across the country of early voting and Republicans. It inspires people. Those votes are banked, and there's a lot of these Trump people who haven't voted every time in the last two or three or four cycles. They can target them and go after them. That's exactly right. That's the way to stop guys like this from this nonsense. Also, having somebody world-class like you in the bullpen on every detail of this, it's one of the great honors in talk radio that you're out there and that we've hooked up over the years. So what time do you talk with the judge tomorrow?
I think it's around 11:30.
Okay.
And I'll be sure to report back to you about how that goes.
Wally, thank you. Thanks for popping on today.
Thanks, Tom. Take care.
All right. So I wanted you to know, you know, you're here with him, and this guy is as good as he gets. He's hooked in nationally all over the place, that what we're seeing here is being challenged, okay? And my observation about this guy in Montgomery County, he's farther than anybody. Wally shares the same observation, okay? So we'll see what they do. And you heard the case. He kept on mentioning the Shore system. That must be the, you know, that there's no funny business. This is all connected to the entire system is linked so that we have transparency of a sort with it. How do we have that? I can't go into the prison. You can't go into the prison. The county prison out there. Well, what about the prison officials? I'm not taking their word for anything either. You know, this is what we're up against here. I'm going to ask Al Schmidt again about this tomorrow. Now, he's not law enforcement, but I wish he would issue a directive on this. He issued the directive on the Lancaster County people. He's here at 1 o'clock tomorrow. All right, I'd love to get your reaction, 855-839-1210. And coming up, we'll take some of your calls. Hit us with that all-time celebrity, one name, real or fictional, alive or dead. That's all on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Ah, let me tell you about FanDuel for a moment, though. The NBA, this NBA season, you can make every play, pass, and point mean more with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Check out newer bets like the number of dunks, assists, or three-pointers in the next 3 minutes that are happening in a game. And it doesn't matter if you tap into FanDuel before the game starts or after it's already tipped off. Tonight, Tyrese Maxey, if he doesn't go for 30, I'll be surprised with both Embiid and George out. A lot of coverage on him, but he's going to shoot a lot. That's what I'm looking at. Love that guy. Visit FanDuel.com/Dom for your chance to score $300 in bonus bets with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus. Present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dom Giordano show. Welcome in. Before I come to your calls, Kamala Harris in this big NBC Telemundo interview. The guy says, well, you know, nobody's talking about path to citizenship anymore. She jumps in and says, well, I am. So with all of her cover-up about a secure border and all the rest of it, she leavens it, and her pitch to illegal immigrants is, yeah, but earned citizenship. You know, a bunch of cocky mammy things she puts down, and then we're going to say you're a citizen. What it's saying is, well, if you do get here and you wait a fair amount of time, or maybe not even a fair amount of time, you're going to get the lottery ticket. You're going to get to be an American citizen. All right. So she emphasized that this morning. It's another thing for Republicans to emphasize when she says, you know, the border is more secure now, et cetera. And she's changed on that path to citizenship. The numbers are indicative. The American people don't think you should be rewarded for getting here illegally and becoming a citizen. You'll hear the argument. Well, we paid taxes. We did. You didn't come here illegally. You came here illegally. None of that matters. I don't care what you did. You don't get citizenship. We know what the channels are. We know what you have to do to become a citizen. That's how you do it. That's the law. All right, let's go to Alan. Not a guy, of course, in Yardley. Hey, Alan, good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Dom. Thanks. I got to tell you, what a great interview with Wally Zimlong. He's tremendous. And I just want to make, can I make one comment
sure.
about the college students?
Sure. Yeah.
Residency for college students is imperative if you want to get scholarship money and in-state tuition. So your residency matters.
Right.
My children always had absentee ballots when they were in college.
Mm-hmm.
You can't vote just because you go to school in Montana, but your residency is in Pennsylvania. I'm sorry. It's just that way.
Yeah, and all they're doing, and I'm going to ask Al 1 o'clock tomorrow, Alan, about this carefully. Well, listen, what are you accusing them of? Then we'll hear what he has to say. They are giving a lot of due diligence to this because it's troubling that they might be voting in both places.
I agree, and I'm glad you're going to bring it up, and you'll always have a great interview with them. You really hold people to the fire. I love it. And one other thing, the guy that drove through the McDonald's drive-thru,
yes.
I think that's a testament to your listeners. I'm not puffing myself up, but you really draw people in. It's great.
Well, Alan, the guy that called yesterday was very nervous, never called a talk radio station before, but had the call because he was steaming over there. It makes you feel proud of people that were connected to them, that they realized this guy did the right thing. And he said, Kamala Harris, I wish she would go to the McDonald's. You know, if she really did McDonald's, wouldn't that be the counter? And she put some kind of twist on it, showing how dopey Trump was doing it. She doesn't have the guts to do that, though.
Yeah. Well, you're the man to point it out. That's for sure. I do have one. I do have an answer to the side question.
Sure.
All right. So her name, I don't know if it's how you say her name or it's the way she says her name, but you cannot say her name without feeling like you need to shake your body somehow. Charo.
Yes, the all-time great. And look, she was great with Johnny Carson, Charo, but even better with Merv Griffin. Oh, my God. That was a staple, the Merv Griffin show. Charo. Coming up today. Dan Borowski, Charo.
I'm lost on that. I don't know who that is.
Oh, Google it. You'll see what she means. Robert in Ben Salem knows what it means. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
It's good to talk to you today. Is Dan in today?
Oh, yeah, he's here. He's here. He's doing some behind-the-scenes work.
He's around.
Here. Yeah, he's around.
How you doing, Dan? But at any rate, real quick, Dom, I saw a cartoon today that I think you're going to like. It's Kamala Harris driving through a McDonald's drive-thru and a smiling Trump in the window handing her a job application.
You know, Robert, if I were coaching her team, they must think she can't do it. Wouldn't you do something like that and put your own little twist on it to show how ridiculous Trump was since she did work at McDonald's?
Well, that's true. We would have known if she had by now. And the fact that we don't know tells
right.
me that she didn't. But I wouldn't be surprised if she decides, hey, I'm going to go to Burger King next weekend. You never know, man, because she's stealing
yes,
some of his
yes.
ideas. But at any rate, my answer to the side question, Dom, I got a duo for you. It is Cheech and Chong. The reason why I use a duo is because when the media talks about them as individuals, they use two names. But everybody knows them as Cheech and Chong. And you guys have a great day.
That is
day,
a great
man.
One, as always. Yeah, that is a great one. Happy birthday to Pele. And that's the side question today. How could we resist on that? By the way, Friday, we already have this one. I'll save tomorrow's. Bobby Knight's birthday and Dan, Indiana and all that. We're going to be asking what fictional character, celebrity, real, famous person would you want coaching your kid's team? Dan apparently is a big Bobby Knight fan. I see the upside of Bobby Knight. I don't know if I want DJ and Luke coached by him. When I was playing, I would like to be coached by Bobby Knight. A little difference there, a little change.
And get the best out of you, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Thought he'd
yeah,
get
exactly.
a chair coming your way.
Yeah, no, and I think he was incredibly knowledgeable. just seeing some of the stuff he said later on. Very more knowledgeable than anybody can imagine. All right. Coming up, friend of the show, David P. Hardy, who founded Boys Latin School, African-American kids mainly, in like a classical education. He's with us. We'll talk a little bit of school choice, but mainly we've been looking for somebody to come on and give us the reaction that they have and what they hear to President Obama and others saying, black men, it's almost or is misogyny if you're not talking up Kamala Harris. We played you a little bit of these people in Philadelphia with Alex Wagner making the point, which is kind of how dare you. Has that backfired or is it getting black men in line in Philadelphia say, yeah, we got to show up and vote for Kamala Harris? And what are her ties to the community exactly? Are they that deep or is it a little bit strained there? All right, you get in, though, at 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.